Welcome to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette, brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and historian. This edition of Local Voices airs every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. and focuses on a glance back at the music and history of World War II as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you again for tuning in to this special edition, A Glance Back, here on Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
Thank you.
greatest generation lives here on 94.7 KPIP.
A lady known as Paris, romantic, charming, has left her old companions and faded from view. Lonely men with lonely eyes are seeking her in vain. Her streets are where they were, but there's no sign of her. She has left the same. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring, and lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember.
Thank you. but leave your worries, leave them on the doorstep. Life's sweet. Just direct your feet to the sun, sunny side of the street. Hop, bottle, noodles, that bitter path. You know that happy tune is my step. Life's all right if you dig that beat. On the sun, sunny side of the street, used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. What a drag, old man, getting stuck in the shade. Get hip, don't be afraid. Move it on over, kill yourself in the clover. Only hit for a sin, who cares? Richard Rockefeller can't be beat. Gold dust round my feet on the sunny.
You are listening to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP. Now, our local historian, Jim Steele, will take us back to the age of World War II.
You're listening to 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back. I'm Jim Steele, and today we'll be talking about the Howard County Bandstand in Fayette on the courthouse lawn. Now, as a college community, Fayette enjoys more than its share of out-of-town visitors. Newcomers to the city no doubt come away with a variety of memories, but it's safe to say the most iconic image many observers will recall is the circa 1888 courthouse, and particularly its adjacent bandstand. Now, the bandstand was built in 1971. It's the structure that's situated on the southwest corner of the courthouse lawn, and officially it is known as the Howard County Memorial Bandstand. However, the picturesque edifice has much deeper roots than most folks might imagine. While a 50-year-old landmark may not seem that old by historic measures, this particular bandstand has an interesting lineage which dates back more than 130 years. Now, keep in mind that in days gone by, virtually every city, large or small, had some kind of community band with outdoor concerts featuring march music. Think of John Philip Sousa, and familiar tunes being particular favorites. Now, folks old and young flocked to such events well into the 20th century. Keep in mind that electric forms of entertainment were still decades in the future, and even radio did not come along until the 1920s. So for local city fathers in Fayette, it was almost a foregone conclusion that a bandstand ultimately would arise on the town green following completion of the present courthouse in 1888. Now, Fayette's original bandstand was nearly identical in appearance to the current bandstand, albeit slightly smaller, and it was located in a different corner on the northeast corner of the square. It had been built between May 1887 and October 1888 for what was described as, quote, one of the best bands in the state. This was known as the Fayette Star Coronet Band. The group was organized in the late 1870s and was comprised of about a dozen members. In 1898, Dr. Ernest M. Blakey graduated from the Kansas City Dental College. He formerly had been a student at Central College, now Central Methodist University, and he returned to Fayette and set up an office for the practice of his profession. A public-spirited citizen, Blakey then served for more than 30 years as director of the Star Coronet Band and was widely known as a composer and arranger of band music. It was through his efforts and his interest in Fayette that for so many years the city was fortunate enough to have such a fine musical organization. Dr. Blakey died at his home in St. Louis on September 24, 1954. Now, for much of his career, Dr. Blakey occupied office space in the then-new Commercial Trust Building. He was practiced his profession in the same room currently utilized by Dr. Jessica Quint. Blakey's photo appears in the 1905 Picturesque Fayette, where he is identified as one of the town's leading citizens. Local residents from various walks of life were among those who performed regularly from the bandstand as part of the Fayette Star Coronet Band. Practice nights were Tuesdays and Thursdays, with weekly summer concerts on Friday evenings. The aforementioned picturesque Fayette, now a collectible historic artifact, notes that the concerts, quote, are always the occasion for popular gatherings. Now, after Blakey's retirement and moved to St. Louis in the late 1930s, the bandstand unfortunately fell into disuse and decay, and it was torn down in the summer of 1943. The Howard County Court, now known as the County Commission, had ordered it demolished with the wood used for scrap. In later years, the turnout for weekly concerts apparently had dwindled somewhat, although occasional performances still drew reasonably good crowds. But the hard times of the Great Depression and the World War II years no doubt were also contributing factors, spelling the end of regularly scheduled band performances. Now, fast forward to 1969. While viewing some photos from Fayette's bygone days, probably in picturesque Fayette, Gary Hawkins, who was a member of the Central Methodist Men's Professional Music Fraternity Phi Mu Alpha Symphonia, came across a picture of the long-gone courthouse bandstand. Now, he brought this to the attention of his fellow symphonians, and before long, a dream had taken hold. In short, the group concluded that if Fayette had a bandstand in days past, why not today? Fraternity members talked up the idea, and before long, townspeople, fellow students, alumni, and others had come on board to ensure a new bandstand. Like the legendary Phoenix, it would rise again. Now, photos and drawings of the original bandstand were studied, and plans for the new structure eventually took shape with some modifications. It also was decided to locate the new structure on the courthouse lawn's southwest corner, where it is now, instead of the northeast. By September 1969, the bandstand project was underway, permission to build granted by the Howard County Court. In December, blueprints based on the original structure were received from a Kansas City architectural firm, and an estimate from a local contractor had been received by January 1970. Under the leadership of Bandstand Committee Chairman Murphy Tetley and the late Robert Bray and others in the fraternity, concrete plans were developed and the efforts began to raise the necessary funds. Various newspapers articles in the Fayette Democrat Leader and the Fayette Advertiser told of the project, with an eye to enlisting support. Phi Mu members spread the word with presentations to various groups in and around Fayette. Local builder Gus Vandenacke was selected as the contractor, with the projected cost for the new bandstand set at roughly $5,500. That's about $35,500 in today's money. In addition to local clubs, along with civic, social, and fraternal groups of all kinds, they all joined in support of the project, sometimes with direct donations or by sponsoring a variety of fundraising events. Businesses, individuals, and students also made donations, as did Central Methodist alumni and friends. Ground was broken for the bandstand on Independence Day, July the 4th, 1971. Suffice it to say, the project came to a successful fruition, and this new addition to the courthouse lawn officially was then dubbed the Howard County Memorial Bandstand. So, on a chilly Sunday, November the 21st, 1971, county and civic dignitaries, joined by college officials, members of the fraternity, and friends, gathered on the bandstand for formal dedication ceremonies. Now, the keynoter for this event was then Missouri's First Lady, Betty Hearns, who herself had been a music educator. Also bringing remarks on that day were recent Central graduate Murphy Tetley, now a retired band director living in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, and the late Central Methodist alumni director Robert Bray, who together had served as co-chairman for the fund drive. Also speaking were Central Methodist President Emeritus Ralph L. Woodward, Fayette Mayor H.C. Rethewich, and County Court, now County Commission Presiding Judge Gibson Doherty, who accepted the bandstand on behalf of Howard County. Initially, the structure was dedicated in honor of Central's two first faculty band directors, K.K. Anderson, who served from 1925 to 1951, and Dr. Thomas E. Birch, who served from 1951 until his death while conducting the band at the home concert in May 1964. Brass and marble plaques adjacent to the bandstand ultimately were placed to commemorate their legacy. Later, other memorial plaques were added to include band directors Ken and Nancy Seward and Keith House, who served from 1972 to 1995 and still remembered well today here in Fayette. In subsequent years, the bandstand has been host to any number of events, musical and otherwise. During the August 1973 Fayette sesquicentennial, it was the site of various activities associated with the week-long celebration, including the grand climax on the closing day, when Missouri Governor Kit Bond spoke from the bandstand following a gala parade. In more recent years, performers taking part in an annual August event known as the Great Fayette Freeze-Off utilized the bandstand, and this tradition has continued with the current Fayette Festival of the Arts. Other groups having special events have done likewise. Now, the year 1972 marked the first full summer for the then-new bandstand, and it was roughly during this time that the aforementioned Bob Bray led in reconstituting the long-gone Fayette Star Cornet Band. Enlisting local musicians, the group for many years performed a schedule of early summer concerts, usually four or five in number. Initially, the attendance was strong, but as older residents passed from the scene, and with the reality of changing musical tastes, audience members listening from the courthouse steps and the lawn became fewer and fewer. Musicians willing to play also became increasingly difficult to secure. The schedule of concerts was discontinued about a dozen years ago. Well, nonetheless, the venerable Memorial Bandstand has soldiered on, and today groups from both the town and the university still find it a friendly venue for different events. About 13 years ago, county officials and musicians noted that the facility was in need of structural repairs, with rotting supports underneath and the flooring badly in need of replacement. A fund drive led by Central Methodist Band alumni and the Fayette newspapers garnered funds to undertake refurbishment of the structure, with modern waterproof composite flooring replacing the wooden planks and steel undergirding in place of the original wood supports. Now the little lovely landmark is at the half-century mark, a milestone which is occurring just 2 years before Fayette will celebrate its bicentennial in 2023. But for the present, the bandstand will play host to an event beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday, April the 17th, when Central Methodist Band alumni and others from across the Strait and beyond are expected to descend on the city for a special memorial concert and ceremony honoring the bandstand's 50th year. Various Phi Mu Alpha members, past and present, will bring remarks, and a ceremony will mark the addition of a new memorial plaque adjacent to the bandstand, commemorating the service of the late Paul Montemuro, who directed Central's band program from 1967 or 1972. So as in past years, this rededication event will honor in loving memory those who have gone before, whose hearts and hands have served college and community, and to all who may in years to come share use of this historic bandstand toward the purpose of instilling an awareness of music's important role in the enrichment of the human spirit. So as band members and attendees pause on April the 17th to observe maybe a quiet moment before ceremonies begin, perhaps the echoes of a long-gone musicians will be heard faintly coming from the overhead rafters, bringing with them memories of a long-forgotten past. For 94.7 KPIP's Local Voices, A Glance Back, I'm Jim Steele reporting.
That was our glance back in time with Jim Steele, president of the Boone Slick Historical Society. This series with Jim Steele will continue every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. during Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
Mother dear, I'm writing you from somewhere in France, hoping this finds you well. Sergeant says I'm doing fine, a soldier and a half. Here's a song that we'll all sing, it'll make you laugh.
We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, if the Siegfried line's still there. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line. Have you any dirty washing, mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, 'cause the washing day is here. Whether the weather may be wet or fine, we'll just rub along without a care. We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried line, if the Siegfried line's still there.
Everybody's mucking in and doing their job, wearing a great big smile.
Everybody's got to keep their spirit up today. If you want to keep in swing, hear the song to sing. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried line.
Have you any dirty washing, Mother dear? We're gonna hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Why? Because the washing day is here. Now, whether the weather may be wet or fine, well, we'll just rub along without a care. We're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Well, if the Siegfried Line's still there.
Sam come down the road, tall and straight and slim. He had a shotgun in his hand, and his face was hard and grim. His heels was kicking up the dust with every step he took. And when I asked him what was wrong, his whiskers fairly shook. "I ain't got time to talk," says he. "I'm in a powerful stew. So get your gun and come along. We've got a job to do." The varmint's hanging round my house, a sneaky, dirty feller. And the stripes that's running down his back ain't white, in fact, they're yeller. So get your gun and come along, we're fixing to kill the skunk. We've done it before and we'll do it again.
When you're looking for a treat to freshen taste and keep breath sweet, get double smoothness, flavor too. Get the gum that's double good to chew.
Upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He used good and plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other penny.
Back to World War II with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Melody, what good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? And it ain't the music, there's something else that makes this tune complete. Yes, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Yes, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It don't be the thing. That swing, boy. Baba do 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 do, Baba see, Baba see, do 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 do. I said, don't mean a thing, and all you got to do is sing like la 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 do 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 do. Now it makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just to give that rhythm everything you got. Oh, don't mean a thing, boy. If it ain't a swinger, take it from me. Thank you.
need to do whatever I do for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand living for you. It's easy living, it's easy to live when you're in love and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
You know what a password is. That's a secret word that soldiers use to get past the sentry and up to the front. Well, here's a password that will get you up to the front in bike races, on the baseball diamond, in all kinds of games. It's energy. You see, the faster you go, the more energy you need. So if you want to win, you have to have lots of energy. And the swellest way I know to get it is just by eating delicious chocolatey Tootsie Rolls. Boy, they're cram jam full of energy. More energy units in one penny Tootsie Roll than you use circling the bases 36 times or when you're riding your bike 3 whole miles. And it's fast energy. Why, no sooner do you pop a Tootsie Roll in your mouth than you can practically feel new strength in your muscles. And what's more, Tootsie Rolls are a good, wholesome food. They're made with plenty of nourishing bodybuilding milk. So next time you have a penny to spend or a nickel, well, if you have a nickel, get the big jumbo-sized Tootsie Roll. And don't forget, the long-lasting penny Tootsie Rolls give you a lot for your money, too. A penny Tootsie Roll is still only a penny. a nickel Tootsie Roll is still 5 cents.
Light up a Cremo, a mellow, mild Cremo, a winning smoke by far. You can search every climb, but at three for a dime, you can't beat a Cremo cigar. Scented Cigar Smoking Society. This is Arthur Godfrey down in Washington, D.C. Mike Mann Godfrey, Cremo's capricious custodian of the calorific cantata.
Taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
The sun and the rain, or its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. What good is a song if the words just don't belong, and a dream must be a dream for two? No good alone, to each
his own. For me there's you. If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. To open each door, there's a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. Your touch means too much to me. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you.
If a flame is to grow, there must be a glow. And to open each door, there's gotta be a key. I need you, I know. I can't let you go. 'Cause honey, your touch means too much to me.
Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only.
Taking a Step Back in Time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Laterne und steht sie noch davor. Dort wollen wir uns wiedersehen. Bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen wie einst Lili Marlene, wie einst Lili Marlene. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie ein aus. Dass wir lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marlene, wie einst Lili Marlene. Deine Schritte kennt sie, deinen schönen Gang. Alle Abend brennt sie, doch mich vergaß sie lang. Und sollte mir ein Leid geschehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marlene, mit dir, Lili Marlene. Aus dem stillen Raume, aus der Erde Grund, hebt sich wie im Traume dein verliebter Mund. Wenn sich die späten Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? Mit dir, Lili Marlene, mit dir, Lili Marlene. Wenn sich die später Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen? mit dir, Lili Marleen, mit dir.
In the habit, bump, bump, just like a rabbit, get yourself right on the ground. When those Nazis fly around, our AA gunners know their onions, they'll protect the town. Our airmen make the Jerry's frown. Tat, 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 there's another one down. Bump, bump, pants may be pinned up, bump, bump, don't get the wind up, get yourself right on the ground. When those Nazis fly around, when the sirens wail, don't you all get worried. Just let calm prevail, don't get hot and flurried. Just collect your family and quickly lead the way. Simply shout out, Bob's your uncle, and to them just say, bom, bom, get in your shelter, bom, bom. Don't helter-skelter, get yourself right on the ground. When those Nazis fly around, bom, bom, get in the habit, bom, bom, just like a rabbit, get yourself right on the ground. When those Nazis fly around, our AA gunners know their onions, they'll protect the town. Our airmen make the Jerry's frown. Tat-tat-tat-tat, there's another one down. Bom, bom, pants may be pinned up, bom, bom, don't get the wind up, get yourself right on the ground when those Nazis fly around. Our airmen make the Jerry's frown. Tat, 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 there's another one down. Bom, bom, hands may be picked up. Bom, bom, don't get the wind up, get yourself right on the ground. When those Nazis fly around, get yourself right on the ground. When the dirty devil's all around.
Thank you, Marie Wilson, Charlie Butterworth, for your contribution to the evening's fun. And immediately after Tiny's message, there's a little vocal contribution I'd like to make. All right, Tiny?
Thank you, Al. Okay, Lud? That sentimental little ballad is called Hands Across the Table. Whether it conjures up a picture of two romantic people holding hands, or a picture of Junior reaching across the table for a second piece of cake, I want you to remember this one fact. Those hands, no matter whose they are, can spread the germs of many common diseases. That's why I want you to realize how important it is to keep hands clean, to wash them regularly and always before meals with Lifebuoy, which not only removes dirt, but helps to remove germs. Teach the children this habit. Form it yourself. Always use Lifebuoy for hands and face as well as the bath.
Taking a glance back at history with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.